Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. Happy May Day. It is May 1st, and I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, what makes people famous these days? Is it good acting in a popular movie? Is it someone's great voice that was noticed on a talent show? Is it perhaps starting a business that becomes popular around the world? Or perhaps, is it marrying a famous prince? The title of today's lesson is Meghan Markle. Yes, friends, this is the topic of the month around the world. Meghan Markle is the lucky lady who is marrying Prince Harry. Or should I say, Prince Harry is the lucky one. We'll learn about their relationship soon enough. But today, let's learn about her background. All right, open up your magazine and come on. Let's go.
Meghan Markle. Meet the American who will soon join Britain's royal family. In many children's stories, a girl meets a prince and falls in love. They get married and live happily ever after. As a child, Meghan Markle may never have actually imagined marrying a prince, but that is exactly what will happen on May 19th. Who is this young woman who will marry into Britain's royal family? Background. Meghan Markle was born in Los Angeles, California in 1981. Her mother, Doria, was a clinical therapist, and her father, Tom, was a television lighting director.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 imagine 这个动词。Imagine 是指想象、幻想或者是胡思乱想。例如 I can't imagine living alone in a foreign country.我没有办法想象独自一个人住在一个陌生的国家，或者是 The witness later confessed that she had imagined the whole thing. 这位证人后来坦承这整件事都是他想象出来的。Imagine 的名词是 imagination, I-M-A-G-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 Is it my imagination or have you actually grown taller since I last saw you? 是我的想象还是从上次我们见面之后你真的长高了？接下来我们看的是 clinical therapist 这个名词。 clinical 在这里是指门诊或临床的， therapist 是指治疗师，所以 clinical therapist 是指临床的心理治疗师。 clinical therapist 可能包括心理学家、精神科大夫、社工或者是辅导等专家，而且要实际的接触跟帮助病人。例如 after months of seeing a clinical therapist, the patient became more stable.这位病患经过数个月去看临床心理治疗师之后，情况变得比较稳定。
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, friends, let's get started learning about this amazing actress, Meghan Markle. And of course, she's not just an actress, she's also going to marry into the British royal family. So we read, Meet the American who will soon join...Britain's royal family.
And we read, In many children's stories, a girl meets a prince and falls in love. They get married and live happily ever after. How sweet.
Yeah, how sweet is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice phrase to know, happily ever after. And you might see this phrase at the endof a fairy tale, especially a romantic one where two people get married, and they usually get married toward the end, and that's why they say, and they lived happily ever after. Rebecca, have you ever seen Disney's cartoon Cinderella?
Oh, you bet I have. I love that movie.
Yeah, I think she's your favorite Disney princess, right?
She definitely is one of my favorite Disney princesses.
Nice. Then you remember at the very end of that movie, I think the words came on the screen, and they lived happily ever after.
Ah, you've got a good memory.
Yeah, thanks.
You must have watched that movie recently.
No. I think I saw it a lot, though, as a kid.
I think it's a good story. I do enjoy princess movies, and I enjoy watching a prince and a princess meet. And, of course, when they get married, and then they live happily ever after. At least it's assumed so, anyways. Will we continue our lesson? As a child, Meghan Markle may never have actually imagined marrying a prince. Now, we want to take a look at this phrase as a child.
Right. So there are different periods to everybody's life, right? So as a child, or you could use another word, but you use this phrase when talking about somebody at a certain time or at a certain period during their life.
Exactly. So you could replace the word child with the word teen or teenager. As a teenager, Martin was really quite naughty, but as an adult, he was actually very hardworking and quite mature.
Martin.
Martin.
That sounds like the name of your brother.
Oh, I do have a brother named Martin.
So as a teen, he was naughty? Your brother was naughty?
Actually, as a kid, he was kind of naughty.
Huh.
As a teen, he was pretty hardworking.
Okay, cool. Great.
But that name just came into my mind.
Right. So you can talk about more than just children or teens. You could talk about adults, too, as an adult, as something, right? There are different periods of life. So as a child, Meghan Markle may never have actually imagined marrying a prince, but that is exactly what will happen on May 19th. And hopefully, perhaps, they will live happily ever after.
So, our lesson continues. Who is this young woman who will marry into Britain's royal family? I am sure that you've already guessed who she is. But before we continue, let's talk about the phrase to marry into. What is this all about?
Okay, this means you become related by law to a family through a marriage. Okay, so because you got married, now you're marrying into that family.
Right. So you could say Philip married into an Asian family. So maybe he himself is not Asian, but then he married into an Asian family.
That's right. And of course, Meghan is going to marry into Britain's royal family, okay? We read on here about her background, where she's from, okay, who she was or is. Meghan Markle was born in Los Angeles, California in 1981. Her mother, Doria, was a clinical therapist, and her father, Tom, was a television lighting director, okay? Those are two very different jobs, but it is kind of fun to learn about, maybe a celebrity, but also their family, their parents, and what they did or what they do.
Well, in general, I think it's really interesting to learn about somebody's history or their background,
mm-hmm.
And it's also interesting to see how somebody got to where they currently are. And sometimes you might be a little surprised by what you discover, what you learn about somebody.
That's right. Now, of course, generations differ, okay? And the way people talk about things are different from generation to generation. And what was okay to say, perhaps many decades ago, is not politically correct now.
Speaking of politically correct,
uh-huh.
We need to learn more about that in the
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. If you are a dedicated studio classroom viewer or a listener, then you know that learning a language is more than just memorizing vocabulary.
That's right. How we use words is very important. We also need to know which words to use in certain contexts.
Context is quite important, and I can think of a term that can be either negative or positive depending on the context. Politically correct.
Some people view being politically correct as a good thing, while others view being PC as a bad thing.
If someone is politically correct or PC, then they pay close attention to their words or actions because they don't want to say or do something offensive.
For example, if someone is talking about people of different racial backgrounds, they might choose their words carefully because certain words that describe race can be offensive, so they would try to choose words that are politically correct.
Right. So we could say, she tries to be PC. Or we could say, that statement is politically correct. However, in recent years, the term politically correct has itself become offensive.
Right. In the U.S., people will generally use it now as an insulting way to describe someone or something that they don't agree with.
But I think it is important to remember that words do have power, and we should use our words to help people and not offend them.
的确，我们的言语带有强大的力量，能够帮助人，也能够伤害人。今天谈的这个用语 politically correct， 政治正确的，简称 PC， 跟我们说话时的用字遣词有关。当你形容一个人是politically correct 的时候，就是指他说话或行事非常谨慎，为了避免产生歧视而采用比较中立的用语。例如，他和别人一起聊天的时候，有人提到种族的议题，他就会 choose words that are politically correct， 选择政治正确的用语。性别是另一个有 politically correct 争议的议题，像是 chairman 主席、policeman 警察，因为中间有 man 男人这个字，后来也改为 chairperson police officer。 但是近几年 politically correct 这个形容词的本身也开始得罪一些人，有些人反而会用它来讽刺别人，很官腔。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Okay, here's a little joke for you. What do you give a man who has everything? The answer? A woman. She'll tell him how everything works. All right, in today's lesson, we're learning about Meghan Markle, and of course, she is going to get married to Prince Harry. And of course, that prince, he has everything, right? Well, now he has Meghan as well. Let's continue to find out about her background.
Meghan Markle. For 10 years after school each day, young Meghan spent time at the studio where her father worked. This experience allowed her to become very comfortable with the acting business. For that reason, she knew she wanted to become an actor from a very early age. As a child, she felt strongly about something else, too. People should be treated fairly. This passion to help others is still a big part of her life today.
OK， 接下来我们看 studio 这个名词。studio 在这里是指摄影棚或者是录音室。例如 ，This sci-fi movie was shot at a virtual reality studio in Hollywood。这部科幻电影是在好莱坞的一座虚拟实境的摄影棚拍摄的。studio 也指艺术家的工作室。例如 ，Many dance numbers were created in this famous studio。许多有名的舞码都是在这个工作室创作出来的。studio 也指单房公寓。例如 ,Billy lives in a spacious studio in Brooklyn. Billy 住在布鲁克林一间很宽敞的单房公寓里。最后我们看的是 fairly 这个副词。我们学过 fair 这个形容词是指公平的。所以 fairly 是指公平的或公正的。例如 ,people question whether or not the champion team won the game fairly. 人们质疑冠军队是否公平赢得比赛。或者是 The customer service department claims they deal with all complaints fairly. 客服部宣称他们公平处理所有的客诉案件。Fairly 也指相当的或者是一定程度的。例如 Nina does fairly well at school, but her parents think she can do better. Nina 在学校表现不错，但是她的父母亲觉得她可以做得更好。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, so we're learning more about Meghan Markle here, and it seems like she enjoyed spending a lot of time at her dad's work. For 10 years after school each day, young Meghan spent time at the studio where her father worked. And this experience allowed her to become very comfortable with the acting business. Now, you see that word comfortable in our lesson? It's not like the Chinese shufu here. If you're comfortable with something, that means you feel okay doing something, or you're not awkward in a certain environment or situation.
Exactly. Now, some people are very comfortable with working with children, but some people are not very comfortable working with children, and therefore they probably shouldn't work with children.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you know, speaking of this phrase, you know, I'm very comfortable with riding on a scooter. Rebecca, are you comfortable with driving a scooter?
Driving a scooter?
Yeah, driving a scooter.
Well, I'm comfortable with riding on the back of a scooter.
Okay.
But driving on a scooter in Taipei, I would not say that I'm actually comfortable with that. Maybe if you sent me to Hualien or Yilan, I might be a little bit more comfortable with it.
Right, somewhere where there are fewer cars on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so friends, think of another way or situation where you might use this phrase. So Meghan Markle was very comfortable with the acting business, and for that reason, we read, she knew she wanted to become an actor from a very early age. So it seems like she got her feet wet a little bit when she visited her father's studio. That phrase does not appear in our lesson, but that's the idea here. She got some experience. She got her feet wet.
And here's another way to use this phrase. Before becoming a full-time teacher, Mark worked as a part-time teacher just to get his feet wet. He wanted to make sure that this was something he wanted to do full-time.
And I think that's a good idea for a lot of people. If you're not sure that you want to do something as a career, well, maybe you can just get your feet wet a little bit doing it part-time or just doing it for a short period of time.
Exactly. Well, as a child, she felt strongly about something else, too. People should be treated fairly. Now let's talk about this phrase, to feel strongly about something. What does this mean?
That's right. It just means to have strong feelings about something.
Exactly. Now, there are different things that people might feel strongly about. And one thing that I feel very strongly about, and not everyone agrees with me, but is the fact that abortion is wrong. Something that I'm very passionate about and I feel very strongly about.
I feel pretty strongly about that, too. But you're right. Not everybody does feel strongly about that. Or perhaps people feel strongly about it the other way, right? Well, think of another thing that you feel strongly about, friends, and talk about that in English. We read here, people should be treated fairly. So what does it mean to be treated fairly? That means you treat people in the same way, or treat everybody as equals.
So in a classroom setting, I think it's very important that a teacher treats all the students fairly. I don't think it's right for the teacher to treat one student better than another student. They're all equal.
And you mentioned abortion, Rebecca. I think that in light of treating people fairly, it's important to treat a baby fairly as well. That baby is also a life, just like the parents. We read on here about Meghan Markle. This passion to help others is still a big part of her life today. So right now it is time for us to do something different. Let's go to
the SC Challenge.
All right, friends, for today's SC Challenge, you are playing. You can answer these questions, but let's find out who the players are in the studio.
Hi, my name is Luke, and this is my first time here at the SC Challenge.
And I'm Jack, here for the second time and ready to play.
All right, Luke and Jack. This is great, the first time and second time. Are you guys ready for a nice friendly competition?
Friendly? Yeah.
Friendly.
Competition? Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. All right, friends, here's number one. What job did Meghan Markle's mother have? I know you know the answer here. A. She was a clinical therapist. B. She was a lighting director. C. She was a teacher. Or D. She was an actor. Luke?
I think she was a teacher.
You think she was a teacher?
That is my answer, yes.
Well, I think you are wrong. I'm sorry, man. Zach, do you want to have a guess?
I'm going to go with a clinical therapist.
Indeed, she was.
A
clinical therapist. Nice job. Okay, Jack has 1 point. Number two, which phrase means to get some experience with something? A, to live happily ever after. B, to feel strongly about. C, to get one's feet wet. Or D, to be treated fairly. Do we have a guess? Luke?
To feel strongly about.
Do you feel strongly about that answer?
I do feel strongly about that answer.
Well, I feel strongly about telling you no. It's not correct. I'm sorry. Again, Jack, do you want to guess?
I think it's get one's feet wet.
Okay, and that would be C, to get one's feet wet. And Jack, again, you are correct. Nice job, Luke. Jayo. All right.
I'll get this next one.
You can do this. You can do this. Number three. Luke is ready. He's got his bell right there poised. Okay. Number three. What did Markle feel strongly about? A. She should marry a prince. B. People should be treated fairly. C. Children should become actors. Or D. People should have a passion. Yes, Jack.
I think this one has got to be children should become actors.
Children should become actors. Really? Did you read the lesson? Because the answer, that's not the answer. No. Luke, do you have a guess?
Then I'm going to guess that passion.
Passion. Yeah. People should have a passion. You know what? Because neither of you are correct, I'm going to give you both one more chance to guess, either A or B. A, she should marry a prince, or B, people should be treated fairly. Luke?
People should be treated fairly.
Luke, great job. You got a point. 1 point.
Just one.
But Jack is still the winner for today's SC Challenge.
Done.
Nice
good
job.
Well played. Well played.
Friends, I'm sure you got all the answers correct, too. We will see you next time for
the SC Challenge.
All right, we've learned a little bit about Megan's background today, which is pretty exciting. It's always good to know the background of whoever's going to be the next princess.
Right, and we have more to learn about Meghan Markle next time, so be sure to join us right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.